You know that one of the mitzvahs in the Torah is the mitzvah of Elsisa Mag Legagecha, which means that if a person, let's say, has a roof that he uses and he doesn't cordon it off with a fence surrounding it to protect people from falling off, he's neglecting to fulfill a mitzvah sasei b'midoraisa v'yalsisa ma'ke l'gagecha. And in addition, he's over on a lav of loisosim dam b'veisecha. He's placing a danger and a menace to society by having a roof that he's designating for regular usage and it's not cordoned off by some type of fence to protect people from falling down and killing themselves. So there's a mitzvah sasei and there's a mitzvah loy sasei for a person to make sure that his roof is protected by a fence. And this presumably only refers to a roof that's actually going to be used by people. If it's tam a roof that doesn't have any usage for people, there's no chiyuv of mica. But if you have a roof that will be used by people like they used to have in the olden times, then avada there's both a mitzvah sasei and a mitzvah loy sasei for a person to make sure that there's a protective fence around the roof in order to ensure that people who are on the roof are protected from falling down. According to many paiskim, this doesn't apply specifically to a roof. It applies even to a porch. According to many paiskim, aside from the Chazon Ish, you both have a mitzvah sasei and a loy sasei to put up some type of fence on a porch in order to protect people from falling down. Do you make a bracha when you build a makeh, when you build this fence surrounding the roof or surrounding the porch, according to the paiskim that disagree with the Chazon Ish? So it's a machlekes ha-paiskim, and in spite of the fact that there is an opinion in the Rishonim, the Meiri, and others that say that you don't make a bracha on this mitzvah, virtually all of the paiskim come to the consensus that you do make a bracha. And therefore, the Chachmas Adam paskins that a person should, in fact, recite a bracha when building a makeh. When do you make this bracha? So this, as well, is the subject of Machlokes HaPoskim. Most poskim seem to indicate that you make it before you start building the fence, right? When you're about to begin constructing this fence, this makeh, so you make the bracha at that point. However, there is the shita of the Chassam Sofer, which some people follow, who holds that since it's a long process, and this mitzvah entails several different stages, you should make it before the last bang, right before the completion of the entire makeh. So you don't make the bracha before you begin constructing the makeh. Rather, says the Chassam Sofer, you wait until you're about to hit the last hit. You're about to complete the entire process, and at that point you make a bracha on the building of the makeh. So again, so there are two minhagim. Many people make the bracha before they begin the process, before they start the fence, and the Chassam Sofer holds, you make the bracha dafka right before the completing stage of the binyan of the makeh. But at any rate, according to the paiskim, halacha l'maaseh, a person should make a bracha when he builds a makeh. Now, there's a very big yesod from the Prima Gadim in Zakdoma, in Hochas Netilas Yedayim, over there, in Simen Kufne Nun Tes, Nar Chayim, where he explains why, in fact, their bechlal is a bracha when it comes to this mitzvah of building a makeh. Says the Prima Gadim, if you take a look at Taisus and Chulin, Taisus discusses certain mitzvahs that we have that are meant specifically to protect a person from a sakana. For instance, there's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv of mayim achroinim. Mayim achroinim choiva, the Gemara says in Chulin, that a person has an obligation at the end of the meal to wash his hands, and this is the mitzvah of mayim achroinim. Why do we wash mayim achroinim? So it's machlekes rishonim exactly why that is so. Taisus explains that the reason is because of melech stoimus. Taisus says that there was a certain type of salt that was considered dangerous for a person's eyesight, and it was prevalent to have this salt during the course of the meal. Therefore, they used to have this salt on their hands at the end of the meal, and if they were to touch their eyes, it could blind them. And since we have this salt that we want to wash off, and protect the person from getting blind. So that's why we have this inyan of mayim achroinim, azayzaktosis. And this is the pshat why not everyone today is naiv to be makar about mayim achroinim. Because l'maisa, it's not so posh that we have such salt among us today. And pashtus, we do not have this type of salt that exists in our society today. And therefore, if that would be true, then perhaps there wouldn't be a chiyuv to wash mayim achroinim, since the entire concept of mayim achroinim is to prevent the sakona. And l'maisa, the place can say that a person should in fact wash mayim achroinim, because it's also established as a mitzvah, and it's not merely only exclusively to protect from a sakana like the shita of Taisvis. So it's a machlekes that paiskin. The paiskin say that the chatchila should, a person should certainly wash mayim achroinim even today. But at any rate, Taisvis says that the primary function of mayim achroinim is to protect a person from sakana. Zok Taisvis, that's why you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha if the mitzvah is there exclusively to protect a person from sakana. Since it's only there to protect you, it's not there as an inherent mitzvah, you don't make a bracha on such a mitzvah. So Taisis, that's why, and this is the Rishonim speak out as well, that's why you don't make a bracha of Likreis Shema by Kriya Shema Alamita. When a person leans Kriya Shema right before going to sleep, he doesn't make the bracha on this Kriya Shema. Why? Because this Kriya Shema, the Gemara says, is to be protecting you from Azikin. Since the objective of this Kriya Shema is to protect you from the mazikin, so you don't make a bracha, because the bracha is only meant to be recited on a mitzvah that's inherently a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah on an independent level, something that per se is a mitzvah. But something that's there as a mitzvah, but there to protect from sakana, that's the primary objective of the mitzvah, such as Kriya Shema Shalamito, and such as Mayim Achronim, there is no Chiyuv Bracha that Chazal established. The question then becomes, so what is the distinction between these mitzvahs and the mitzvah of Makkah? Makkah as well is meant to protect people from falling down to their death. It's meant to stave off danger, and therefore we should say that it's included in this category of mitzvahs that are there to prevent from sakana, which don't elicit a bracha. That is the question discussed in the Prima Gaudium. The Prima Gaudium tells us a yesod. His words are not as lengthy as we're going to bring them down, but this is the way the Paiskim understand what the Prima Gaudium is saying. Says the Prima Gaudium, there's a very fundamental difference between the mitzvah of Makkah and the other mitzvahs that are there to prevent a person from sakana. And that is as follows. We don't make a bracha on a lav. Most inyonim of sakana that we have in halacha come from a lav. They all stem from ushmartem oides nafshei seichem. They stem from lashonis of shmira in the pasuk. Now, as the Gemara tells us many times, the lashon hishomer of shmira in the pasuk denotes a lav. It's trying to indicate a lav, be careful, abstain from something, and therefore abstain from doing things that bring lidei sakana. Chazal established certain mitzvahs derabbanan in order to adhere to this general category of being shomer yourself from sakana, which is a lav. Since the primary point of these mitzvahs is a lav, of shmartem and shmiru, to protect yourself from sakana, we don't establish a bracha on these mitzvahs because we don't make a mitzvah on a lav. However, when it comes to makkah, it's not just that there's a general rubric of Hishamer, of Shmira from a lav, which Chazal therefore indicated that we have to follow certain practices to prevent the sakana in order to adhere to this lav. Rather, there's, aside from the lav, there's a mitzvah saseh, thus it's a makir agacha. Since there's in addition to the lav, there's also a mitzvah saseh, a positive mitzvah, v'asisa makir l'gagacha, the Torah is saying that aside for the general lav that you have about shmira from sakana, there's also a positive mitzvah that the building of a makkah entails. And therefore, since over here there's a mitzvah saseh to build a makkah, in that case they did institute a bracha, because we do make a bracha on mitzvah saseh that are a positive mitzvah, not merely a lav. So according to the Prima Gaudium, this is the explanation as to why we make a bracha specifically on makkah. When it comes to other sakanas, we don't make a bracha. By other sakonis, the entire concept of the mitzvah is based on the lav, and on a lav we don't make a bracha. Mashenkin over here, there's a mitzvah say, and that's why we make a bracha.